that alim also that is imparting the knowledge of deen to us, that when he walks also, that awe is in him. He commands that respect when he walks into that classroom also. He commands that respect. Many a times, Mulana would come to perform the Jummah Salaya. And we would come hurrying into the masjid, and the shirt also will come out from the pants, and we'll stand in the back like big Sufis reading our Sunnah Namaz. After 20 Fridays, first Friday, we're reading Sunnah Namaz. Like that also, so much of fear that Mulana mustn't see that I'm not reading my Sunnah Namaz. Sit in the back also, we would play on the guilt also, that we would take out the Quran, we would learn, we would recite, so that Mulana can see that we're making some effort. And at the time of coming to madrasa also, not knowing the sabak, not knowing sabak para, Mulana's famous words, if your sabak is cut you, your sabak para is cut you. If your sabak para is cut you, your door is cut you. We would come there, we would sit also like we have learned the entire day, and we come there and we present ourselves and make those small faces. But if our sabak was not right, we had to pay the consequences. So like that also, the respect has to enter the heart of the student who is searching the knowledge of deen. That student must have utmost respect, utmost adab and good character. Brothers, have a youngster on one side who does not have good character, and he has the wealth of this world, he's striking in his appearance, he has the most beautiful car, but he does not have akhlaq, he does not have character. That person also, people will look down upon him. But have a youngster who's not striking in his appearance, he doesn't look so beautiful, but he has good akhlaq, he has good character. Like that, the people will respect him because of that good character. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that إِنَّ الْيَتِيمُ الَّتِي لَيْسَ قَدْ مَاتَ وَالِدُهُ, that an orphan is not that type of a person who only his biological parents has passed away and left this world. But the yatim and the orphan is that person who has been denied the education of good manners, good character and conduct. That person also is termed as a yatim. So like this, imparting the knowledge of deen, giving your son Quran, teach him respect, teach him good manners, teach him how to talk to people, how to be polite. And this occasion also is, Mulana will not take a liking to what I'm going to do, but wallah, this occasion presented itself to me. I make dua to Almighty Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. I find this occasion an opportune moment to sing the praises of my Ustad. Ilallahi ad'u li Ustadi, li sihhatihi wa li tuli hayatihi. Ilallahi ad'u li Ustadi, li sihhati hayati, li sihhatihi wa li tuli hayatihi, wa li hifzi mali, wa li hifzi iyali. يا أيها الناس إن هذا الرجل جمال كثير, جماله بالقرآن وجمال تعليم القرآن وجمال حب الله تعالى وجمال تقوى الله. ندعو إلى الله لحفظه ولمدرسته. Oh, may Allah safeguard my Ustad. Ya Allah safeguard himself. Ya Allah safeguard his family. Ya Allah, the love that he has for Quran knows no bounds. The youngsters that were brought to him from this community, he embraced him. He saw every opportunity in making that youngster, in training him and preparing him towards akhirat, in preparing him for the world. Oh my Allah, protect him, protect his family. Ya Allah, grant him the best of this world. Grant him the best of akhirat. I make dua to Almighty Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala that Allah grant us the understanding and the reality of accepting these gifts that are given to us. This gift of Quran, wallah, a parent when he's on his deathbed also, he will sit and think to himself that I have granted this knowledge of Quran to my youngster, to my young son. And without doubt in his heart also, thinking of the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, Milungi tumko jannat mein insha Allah khuda hafiz, Milungi tumko jannat mein insha Allah khuda hafiz. in the heart of his heart, he knows the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that youngster will take with him, there are those who will go into Jannah because of the ulama, those will go into Jannah on the hands of Anbiya, those will go into Jannah on the hands of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But that young Hafiz also, he will be holding the hands of his parents and taking them across Pul Sirat into Jannatul Firdaus. I make dua to Almighty Allah that Allah grant us many more occasions like this. Allah safeguard the madrasa of Mulana. Allah safeguard Mulana. And Allah bring many more hufazas to this town. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.